Hey everybody, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection. It is Spirit Connection Live, and it is October 4th, 2017. So glad you could join us. We've got our full team with us in the chat room, and I got a prophetic word, for the month of October and even kind of flowing over into the next couple months. And if you've never joined us before, we've got Pam in the chat room as well, who's in the whole entire Enlight team, a bunch of them over there. And we're gonna, you could actually chat in your questions if you have some. We're going to go into some Q&A halfway through the broadcast. And also, I've got some things that you want to, oh my goodness, you want to stay through. Don't skip out because I got some things I want to announce. But got some brand new stuff to focus on here, and the Lord gave me a strategy on how we can shift the spiritual atmosphere over us, you know. But first, we want to acknowledge the victims of the floods, the storms, the earthquakes, fires, the shootings, all the stuff that's going on right now. I want to acknowledge that, I just wanted to start out praying. Father, we just say, Lord, You are in command. You are still in charge. We just ask Your Holy Spirit to come now. Pray for peace. We kick out the spirit of fear. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. And that You are the God of love. So we know that Your great love is for us. And that we know that this is not from You. And so, Father, we just ask right now that through this broadcast, and those watching live or later on, that You would flow right now. Your Holy Spirit would flow and release these words and flip the spiritual atmosphere in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, a lot of people ask me, how can God allow these things to happen that's going on, especially with the shootings that are going that just happened in Las Vegas? And the answer is really simple. And I sometimes forget that not everyone shares my view of God, which is God is love. He is absolute love. God's great love for us never forces anyone. This is what people say. How could a God of love, if God really loved us, allow this stuff to happen? And this is check this out. I want you to share this with others if you've never heard this. The answer is very simple, is because He loves us so much. He never forces Himself on anybody. We have free will. That's His love. And because other people might not choose that, they choose evil, and evil is increasing in the world right now, then that's why we see these killings and shootings. It's not God's will for these things to happen at all, but God's getting the blame. So what we're actually seeing right now, Jesus said, is in Matthew 24, the hearts of many are growing cold. And so, Lord, we just ask right now for all of the victims of Texas, of Florida, the Caribbean islands, Puerto Rico, anywhere that around the world that we don't even know about in my northern hemisphere, the North America mindset here, but all over the world, we know that you're moving right now. We pray for fast recovery. We pray for miracles, for healing in those who need food and water. We pray also just that You would now bring about a supernatural healing. Comfort the families, Father. Visit them in with Your love right now in Jesus' name. You know, this is a time that when these things happen, people start looking for God. They start looking. That's why it's so important right now. You know, we have people everywhere who are wondering, where is this God of Yours? And we have to be sure that we're a good representative right now. So we have people reaching out to the Lord, or, you know, reaching out to religion, or reaching out to something. We got to be careful. We're not turning people off right now, honestly, because we have to make the gospel is the good news. We have to be careful how we're communicating right now, and that we're doing it in a way that is comforting. I've got some good news. The Lord's still in charge. He has a plan. And here's a prophetic word for October 2017. This is the start of the Jewish New Year. It's also the release of revelation from heaven. So expect to see a lot of dreams, visions, interaction with heaven. Whether you're aware of it or not, it's going to happen throughout October. The heavens are open for revelation right now. God is imparting things that you need for the upcoming season. Plans and strategies are flowing, and you'll need to recover your losses because there's been some things happen. So the Lord's going to start releasing the plans to do that. Repayment is coming. So get ready to receive, and I want to encourage you to not be afraid. Don't worry about how things look right now. Listen to me. God is in control. He's not causing tragedies. He's not causing difficult times. It's Satan. It's the enemy of your soul trying to distract us from the coming revival, from the coming great blessings, from the coming of what God's releasing right now. And yes, this is difficult times. Here's what I recommend. Stay in prayer. Stay in worship. Focus on the Lord. Refrain from complaining and being fearful. This is so important, because the spiritual atmosphere can get closed down around you if you get into negativity. Whatever you know, it's very clear that if you agree together with something, if you're agreeing with fear, then it's going to be over. You know, that's it. If you're agreeing with negativity, we're to agree together, it will be done. We want to make sure we break through that and agree with the Lord on this. Whatever you sow, you reap. That's why it's important right now not to complain. Psalm 17:3. Though you probe my heart, though you examine me in the night and test me, you will find that I have planned no evil. My mouth has not transgressed. This is really important, because what you sow is what you reap. And we need to be very careful how we speak right now. First of all, because we have all these people looking for the Lord. And we need to be careful about how we're conducting ourselves. The Apostle Paul says, be careful how you act towards outsiders. Let your speech always be full of grace, seasoned as if it were with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. We don't want to, have salt in our guns, the salt gun. I know what you need. Blow someone away with the truth. No, we want to be kind and compassionate, like Peter says. Be ready to give an answer for what you believe, but do so with gentleness and love. It's important to step away from speaking anything that brings division, lacks love, lacks encouragement. And I asked the Lord specifically this week why we're seeing the fierce storms, the shaking, and the violence. And he spoke to me very clear, and he told me this. He says, listen, it has to do with the negative whirlwind that's alive in the hearts and out of the mouths of many people right now. And it's also delaying revival. It's closing the heavens for blessing. And he spoke to me this. I didn't even know this verse. Not like I looked this verse up to match what I heard. But he said, Hosea 8, verse 7. And they that sow the wind and reap the whirlwind, the stalk has no head. It produces no flower. Were it to yield grain, foreigners would swallow it up. So this is the word of the Lord. Listen, this is what he said to me. My people are complaining and sowing, grumbling and anger, causing their own things to close down over them. And this Lord said, this is not my doing. They're coming into agreement with the voice of the accuser and the spirit of the fruit of darkness. And listen, God's called you to speak words of life. That's why there's so much in the Bible about put a muzzle on your mouth. Be careful how you speak. James says, this is the time. We're seeing violent outbreaks all over the world. We're also seeing a delay in revivals. We're seeing a delay in things. Hosea 8:7, take a look at it. And the word for wind, those who sow in the wind reap the whirlwind. The Hebrew word is ruah, also translated to anger. So we have to be careful that we're not sowing in anger, or let's just say frustration, let's just say anything that's not of love. Many people have been sowing in anger, frustration, rebellion, and revenge. And the Spirit is now starting to take over in the hearts of people, Christians and non-Christians. And we have an assignment, though. I want to say it. You have an assignment to carry the words of life. These are the words that are not of the angry wind. So the Lord said to me, tell people to stop complaining and calling us away from idle arguments, divisions, focuses on our own efforts. And we want to be very careful right now. God's agenda is different than this. This is a time to rally together in intercession, to bless people. This is a time that we need to love our enemies and pray for those who maybe you feel are persecuting you. Maybe they don't agree with you. This includes political and social injustice causes, religious and spiritual disagreements. There is power in agreement, friends. Matthew 5:44, Jesus says, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, even on Twitter and Facebook." Listen, especially there. Many people have lost their authority in prayer because they're coming into agreement with the accuser of the brethren. This is Revelation 12:10. That's a title of Satan. We don't want to do that. So I want you to do a check in your life right now. What's the fruit you're seeing? Are you seeing anything? Are you seeing answered prayer? Are you seeing financial blessings? You know what? Are people coming to you for wisdom, or are they avoiding you? Because you might think you're getting persecuted, but it's actually that you're sowing in the wrong spirit. And there's a good chance that we got to make it an adjustment. That's what the Lord told me. He says, my people need to make an adjustment. This is not my opinion. This is what the Lord has been telling me. And I have encounters every day in the courts of heaven. The courts of heaven are so jam-packed with complaints right now. There's grumbling. It's clogging up the heavens. It's slowing down your answers to prayer. It's slowing down revival. So I just want to say, we just need to, we need to make that adjustment to stop retweeting or tweeting things that are, you know, the things that tick you off or you don't like or whatever. Think about this. The Lord is calling us to be ministers of reconciliation. We must do this. And so the shaking we're seeing right now is the coming revival. It's birth pains, Jesus said. It's also the Lord shaking the world, including the church, so that what can't be shaken will remain. He's calling us to step away from fear, to step into his perfect love. He's calling us away from divisions and into unity. And this is what's happening. I wrote a blog on this recently, Matthew 24:6-8. Jesus said this, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See to it that you're not alarmed." Can you underline that in the spirit? Don't be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is yet to come. People are thinking it's the end of the world, Jesus coming back. No, it's been delayed. The return of Jesus has been delayed because there needs to be a revival, and there's over 1 billion people at least that need to come in first. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, earthquakes in various places, but these are the beginning of birth pains. These are the words Jesus spoke, directly referencing what's happening in the world right now. We are seeing catastrophic events that are biblical proportions. And this is the time, listen, to be encouraged. This is the time because God's setting us up for the great revival, one of the greatest shows on earth. So get ready for this to happen. And Matthew 24, a little bit further down in verse 12, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. That's what's going on right now. But those who stand firm to the end will be saved. Listen, you want to not let your love grow cold. I mean, if someone decides to protest something you don't like, don't let your love grow cold. We need to actually take a stand right now. Stop complaining and start praying. Stop complaining and start praying. This is a word of the Lord right now. And I have an assignment in prayer. I have an opinion. I do. I am political. In fact, I'm writing the president. I'm very active, but I'm not out there bashing other people because that is not the spirit of the Lord. And the gospel of the kingdom is going to be preached to the whole world as a testimony. I'm just saying, this is what's going on right now. We're in this time of Matthew 24. We're in the time of Hosea 8:7 that the angry wind has been released. And here's why. The next revival is going to require a lot of finances because tragedies are happening right now all over the earth. So we need money for humanitarian purposes, for restoration of communities, cities, and nations. It's happening right now. We can't rely on the government. We need to get kingdom level finances. Also, the largest revival that's coming. These revival meetings aren't going to be like anything we've seen. I'm telling you, it's going to be so different. The church probably won't even, many people in the religious sector won't think it's of the Lord. That's the way every revival's been. So now that's why, I've actually seen glimpses in heaven. I don't know exactly what it looks like, but the Lord has shown me things. Expect it to be strange. Expect to be stretched. It's geared towards people who currently don't go to church or that are considered an abomination by many people in the church. So that's why we need kingdom finances, because of this. Hebrews 12, 26 and 27. This is what's happening. At this time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised once more, I'm going to shake not only the earth, but the heavens. Now listen, this is not judgment. The words once more indicate the removing of what cannot be shaken, so that what can be shaken will remain. The Lord said right now, he's answering your prayers for this. I heard him say, what people don't understand is the shaking that's happening is the answer of a prayer that's been prayed for decades, if not centuries, from Proverbs 13:22. But the wealth of the wicked or the sinner is stored up for the righteous. Many people have been praying this prayer and not realizing the Lord is now answering it. But before he can take the wealth that has been stored up for the righteous or for righteous acts, we must rid ourselves of the same spirit of gossip, complaining, grumbling, anger, division, strife. Honestly, we've got to get rid of those things so that God can now bring those blessings. He can bring the kingdom finances. He's shaking your life right now. Your family, your business, your churches, everything is shaking so that what cannot be shaken is going to remain. And we're going to see something happen very, very soon regarding this. He's going to do this to get our attention, first of all, to get us to focus on the kingdom and not the world around us. And this is why there's such a great shaking. That's the only thing I can say is it is a shaking because the Lord's releasing a strategy right now. We're going to see something come. It's going to be pretty wild. Zechariah 11:4. This is what the Lord says. Pastor my flock, marked for slaughter. The Lord spoke to this to me. This is the group. This is the next, if you want to know the next revival, it's Zechariah 11:4. It's the flock or the outcasts that are marked for slaughter. Also look at Ezekiel 34. You'll see the same thing. It's geared towards those that have been mistreated, forgotten, neglected, not loved, considered an abomination, not accepted within the many churches. Many of God's people have gone away and from the very thing that Jesus has commanded us to love. So when we're not loving those people, then we're not doing the things that Jesus had asked us. And so the opposite of, what happens is if you start getting in arguments with people who believe the opposite of you, you're not showing love. There needs to be some type of tolerance here for those who are mature. Love's an amazing gift. And somehow we've misplaced it. And it's the biggest thing that Jesus said. He's the greatest commandment. The Apostle Paul backs it up. We got to be very careful to not let our beliefs, our quest for holiness, our doctrinal purity, our protests, we've got to be very careful to not let it divide us from those who need God's love, who might be agreeing with the opposite. And so when I share my message about this, people think, my goodness, I get all kinds of responses back that I'm compromising the truth, and my goodness, all this stuff. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that's far from the truth. Truth without love is not love at all. If we stand for the truth without considering a person's ability to receive it, then we might as well be what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. People won't understand us. We need to be careful on how we are, how we're speaking right now and how we're acting and conducting ourselves on the internet and places like that. And so it's not about what we believe so much. It's really just understanding a person and help demonstrate Jesus' unconditional love. He never forced himself on anybody, his opinion. Instead, listen, he stooped down and he was willing. He kneeled down. He knelt down on one knee. I believe he was on the ground with the woman that was caught in adultery. And so I'm just saying right now, 1 Peter 5, 6, Peter says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. It's humility and it's God's love that's going to get you promoted in this season. So I heard someone say that, you know, God never forces himself on anyone because he's free will, right? Then why are God's people trying to force their opinions on others? That's a good question. Coming out of the wilderness is what's going to really help many people, because I think here's what happens. People get stuck in the wilderness. They haven't seen the Lord move. We've been dry on revivals. And what happens then is we could start picking on each other. And, you know, like, you ever gone to the zoo and seen the Monkey Island? And the monkeys are picking on each other, picking off fleas. Because you get bored. You'll get bored because you're not doing the work of the kingdom. Then we end up in a wilderness and we start coming up with arguments and vain arguments. I want to tell you, get ready. He's going to start moving on many people who've been in the wilderness, been in a dry season, the dark night of the soul. And this is a time I've been prophesying this 24-hour turnaround. In fact, the Lord told me that many people listening to my voice right now are going to experience something in 24 hours. Just like Joseph came out of prison in Genesis 41, it was a 24-hour turnaround. This includes those who are stuck in that dark night of the soul, stuck in the wilderness. There are several reasons why this could be happening to you or someone you know. But there's only one way out, and that's through the doorway marked humility. It's about that big. In other words, you have to humble yourself. You have to lay down your agenda to get through that door. I've had to. And now I want to tell you, the heavens are open because I stopped grumbling. That was the secret for me to get the daily prophetic words, the weekly, monthly, to hear the Lord clearly, is when I stopped grumbling and complaining. If someone is hurting or wounded by the political swirl that's going on, we need to be willing then to kneel down and be careful with our voices right now. And I don't want to repeat it again and again, but it really is important for us. Because never before, people are actually reaching out. And we don't want them to really reach out to other religions because they can't find love in God's people. I'm telling you, I've seen this. I'm an evangelist, outreach specialist. I talk to people all the time. I get the insight over the years. I've gotten insight into what people are saying out there. And we want to be very careful that we don't turn people off, and that we're actually able to communicate in a way that they're able to receive. So, this is radical, what Jesus is saying. To be the voice of love is radical, but it's no more radical than being the voice of negativity out there and the voice of disagreement. So get ready, as God is calling you away from this swirl, and start getting ready to look for those who have been Zechariah 11:4, the sheep marked for slaughter, according to Christians. Maybe the ones they pushed out, maybe their own sons and daughters. These are people that you don't associate right now. Get ready for the spiritual outcasts. Get ready for entire cities and countries and nations to come to the Lord overnight because of tragedy. My goodness, we can step in and begin to minister and see things start to happen like never before. And so, this is the time to step up, but in order to step up, we need to step down. We need to step down from the opinion and allow God to start moving through you. So this is what's coming. Today, this is October, the 10th month. The Lord spoke to me that 11 is going to be an important number right now. Maybe you've seen 11:11 on your clock. I see it all the time. I released a word just a couple months ago, maybe, I think in August, about the number of 11, but I heard the Lord say to share this right now because it's important. 11 is the number of transition. That's 11 before 12, the new day. And then as we look at the Bible, we're going to see this. I want to bring this back out right now. The encounter I had just recently. 11 is the number of transition. Deuteronomy 11:11 was when they transitioned. The Israelites transitioned from coming out of Egypt, getting lost in the wilderness, and finally getting into the promised land. that was transition. It was an 11-11. It's often said the 11th hour comes right before the new day. But here's a Deuteronomy 11:11. But the land you're crossing over to the Jordan, take possession of, is the land of mountains and valleys that drinks from the rain from heaven. Wow, that's not like, in other words, God waters that we don't have to tend it by foot. And so this is the time we're going to step into the promised land for us. It's a time of transition. 2018 is a time of transition for many people who are looking for it, who are willing to humble themselves. So 11 is a really interesting number. And the Lord told me the 11th month is going to be also very similar. 11 is also associated with some deep revelations. Closer look at 11 in the Bible. It's first mentioned. Listen, this is real interesting. The Lord gave me this revelation. Is it Genesis 32, Genesis chapter 32, verse 22. Jacob takes his wives and 11 sons on a journey. They return to the land of his inheritance. That's important. The Lord is calling you into something. He originally left because his brother Esau was angry because Jacob had stolen his birthright. But Jacob then began running from his destiny because of fear. And then one night, in verse 22, that's 11 doubled, an angel of the Lord visited Jacob and wrestled with him until dawn. It was at that point that Jacob received the revelation that he was to change his name to Israel. And this is the man that Israel is named after today. This is it. Someone who wrestled with the Lord. And he was the 11th son of, he wasn't the 11th son. He had these 12 sons later. And I just want to unpack this thing. But it was the 11th hour. And it was at that time that it took place, that Jacob's wife, Rachel, he had two wives, they were sisters, but she gave birth to his 11th son, Joseph, who grew up to be a prophetic dream interpreter. It was Genesis 30, verse 22, there we go again, 11 times 2, 22. That was Joseph's major gift, was revelation. And he actually used it to transition the nation Israel into a new season of blessing during one of the biggest economic downturns on earth. That's why you might hear people talking about the Joseph anointing. That's what this is. It comes right around Genesis 31. It goes in through 41. But Jacob, in Genesis 31, this is his father. Jacob is visited by an angel. He's given revelation on how to prosper over his father-in-law, who is ripping him off. And he uses this revelation to transition and to receive back what he was robbed for. I'm telling you, starting in October through November, which is the 11th month, we're going to get revelation over the next 2 months to be able to do what Jacob did and get dreams and visions and understanding. Interestingly, this took place. Jacob, who was later called Israel, he was getting these dreams while Rachel, his wife, was pregnant with Joseph, the dream interpreter. It was Joseph who carried his father's prophetic gifting far more than anybody. Joseph was the dream interpreter, he in Genesis 35, verse 11, here we go again, there's that verse 11. At number 11, God spoke to Israel, Jacob, prior to this. And during the time, listen, that Rachel was dying at the birth of the 12th son, Benjamin. Now, this is very important because it was a time of transition between 11 and 12, losing a loved one, maybe also revelation that Jacob could continue and be fruitful and multiply. Benjamin, though, the 12th son, carried his mother's anointing, and he was loved and favored by his father. Now, number 11 occurs during the transition of leadership, and that's what we've been in. I want to tell you, 12 is coming. And the 12th son, Benjamin, this is revelation right now. If you think about it, the 12th son of Israel, we don't know a lot about him, but we know his mother died giving birth to him, and he was instrumental in being the joy of the father. And so in my heavenly encounter last May, I had an encounter about this. I don't know, you might think I'm kind of taking this off, but I'm just trying to unpack this in a way. It's hard to bring all this heavenly stuff into a conversation with you and trying to communicate it. But I had a 2-hour encounter last May that had to do with the coming revival. And what the Lord told me was called the Rachel anointing. This is the wife of Jacob that died during the giving the birth to Benjamin. She named Benjamin Ben-Oni, the son of my mourning, because she had been mourning over him and his calling. And his father then renamed him Son of My Right Hand, which was very interesting. Listen, the Rachel anointing was mourning and bringing it in. And then the father comes in and renames him, says, no, this is my right hand. In other words, this is authority. It was Rachel's tears and pain that brought it. And it was his father, Jacob, renaming him, recognizing him, and something new happening. And so there's a lot of many of the intercessors out there right now operating in the Rachel anointing, being able to weep. I tell you, I'm carrying this myself. I'm weeping so much right now over the revival, over the tragedies. The Lord told me I would be a man of prayer in a time of war. He told me that in January. I've been praying every single day. I spend so much time in prayer and watching. I have to go watch the news. I had to actually install a couple of apps on my iPhone to get the news, Associated Press or something that was not political, so I could see what was happening, because God's moving right now, because those that weep before the Lord, they have been strategically placed. I want to tell you right now, many of you have the Rachel anointing, or maybe you have someone who did. I had someone who wept over me till I came into the kingdom when I was 32 or right around there. And she wept and wept, and she was in her 90s. She'd been weeping over me and crying over me, and she was just a family friend. But the Lord had spoken to her when I was 8 years old. And then when I was 32, 33, I preached my first sermon. She died a few weeks later because she had the Rachel anointing. She died giving birth to even me as a spiritual son. I want to say right now that God is doing something. Jeremiah 31:15 is the Rachel. It was Rachel was weeping in heaven that are over her children, and these are the ones part of the great revival. These are the ones that are have been cast out, the sheep who've been pushed out. And so I want to say that you need to grab hold of this revelation. There's also the Joseph anointing. Now, Rachel was Joseph's mother, and then Joseph was the son. And I want to share the mystery of the union, not in a weird union way, but when you bring these two anointings together, it's very powerful. I'm raising up people, the Lord says right now. The Lord says he's raising up the Joseph anointing to bring wisdom and revelation to produce kingdom finances like Genesis 41. It's helped save Israel. And he's also bringing in the 12th son of Jacob, which is Benjamin, which is the youngest, who's the son of my right hand. And it was greatly beloved by the father. So this is a time for Rachel's prayers and tears to be answered as she's been weeping in heaven. And the mystery of their union then is the Joseph anointing coming into agreement with the tears of his mother. One cries out from heaven for revelation. The other hears it on earth and brings it about. So the Lord says, I'm raising up Joseph and Rachel anointings right now. We're going to see they don't have to be married, but families, we're going to see them starting to happen all over the place. And this is important because the coming great revival will require a lot of money. It will also open up the opportunity to minister into the government and into legal systems. All right, let me just pray over this and activate it, because I tell you, I wasn't going to share all that, but every time I would go to get near it, I would get this heaviness of the Lord would come on me. Like right now, I can sense that there's a heaviness on this message. So right now, Father, I pray and activate these words. Release the Rachel anointing to weep, to travail in the spirit, the weeping that's going to open the heavens. Release the Joseph anointing. That's favor and finances so that we can reach the Benjamin generation, the 12th son, the one that was greatly loved. Release the money and finances, Lord. right now. Shake it open. Proverbs 13:22. Shake open those things that have been hidden in darkness. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would cause us to put a muzzle on our mouth, that we would know your will, Lord, and step into it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, you know, I have a couple announcements, but my website's dougaddison.com, and you'll want to check that out. Also, my daily prophetic words. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter, The Doug Addison on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Doug T. Addison. Hey, I want to talk about this first of all. There's something that we got real excited, me and my team. We haven't done a webinar. The webinars we were doing are pretty bizarre and pretty anointed. Bizarre meaning, wow, we had no idea the feedback we started getting. See, I used to travel around a lot to ministry schools, and people would, you know, pay me to come in, and I would talk about deeper things than I talked about on Sunday morning. Yeah, I would stay around till Sunday morning and speak at their church, but in the ministry school, that was the deep things. So I started doing webinars 2 years ago, where it's a two-hour School of the Supernatural level that you can take over the internet, and it's live with me. And so it's been 7 months since we've done one. In fact, tonight, and tonight only, you're going to have the opportunity, if you're watching right now, if you're watching the replay, this won't work, but you can sign up for the early bird discount, because it's coming Saturday, October 21st. I want to invite you to attend. This is a powerful one. How to discover your message and get it out to the world. I want to help you grab hold of your life message and implement a plan to release it, and so that people can receive it without unnecessary headaches. I want to save, listen, it's cost me a lot of headaches, a lot of time, a lot of frustration doing it wrong. Cost a lot of money to get all the different training. Some work, some different, didn't work. The Lord gave me strategies once I went through this to pull it all together. And I want to save you time and money and pull it all together. It used to be quite a chore to get your message out there. I traveled for 10 years, 150 days a year as a speaker. Now, I loved it, but I only reach maybe a couple thousand people a year back then. There was no way. But then God said to me, I want you to go global. I want you to use the internet. And now we're reaching millions of people. I kid you not. We're reaching millions of people a year. So I still love doing live events, but God showed me that there are strategies on how to take your message online to reach people. Now about 90% of my ministry and messages are shared through the internet. Even this month, Spirit Connection webcast you're watching right now is probably one of the strategies God gave me. Daily prophetic words, another strategy he gave me. These are my things. I want to help you find yours. And so now you can actually find out more about this. DougAddison.com, and just sign up for it if you'd like to. It's $37, but if you sign up tonight, you'll save $5 off of that. And it'll be the best $37. I'm telling you, it will be. You get the notes and you get the replay of it as well. You don't have to take it live. It can be done anytime. So this is a time to pull back the curtain. God told me this, pull back the curtain and help people. People come to me all the time and say, how do you do what you do? And we want to do that now. We want to show you. And so if you feel stuck, maybe you want to get your ideas out to the world. Maybe you're struggling to write, or maybe you need to write a book, website, blog, whatever. Or maybe you are part of a group that supports that. And this is the time, like never before, that you can get your message out there. And I want to help accelerate you. I have an accelerated learning ability where the Lord gave me some of these strategies. And so I'm excited that that's coming. We're going to open that early bird registration right now. You can click on the link right there. So that is tonight only. All right. So get ready. God's doing something new right now. And I'm going to be speaking, if you're in the Los Angeles or Southern California area, I'm going to be speaking in the month of October with my good friend, Mary Crowley. And if you've ever seen me in Father of Lights in the video doing the interpretation, she's the other tall blonde besides me, my friend Mary Crowley. We're going to be doing an event in Pacific Palisades, Saturday, October 28th, 7 p.m. It's a one night only. It's called Renaissance of the Revival Convergence. It's free. So get ready. It's at the Palisades Lutheran Church. Get ready. Come DougAddison.com. Just go to the events page. Also, while you're there, check out the donate button if you'd like to become a partner with us. We reach a lot of people through the internet, and we do it with your prayers, with your support. So you can actually give right now. We are a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. You can go to DougAddison.com/give, or you can text the word love to 45888. 45888, L-O-V-E. All right, so we have Pam in the chat room, and she's brought together some questions for me. I'm going to switch screens here, and let me just get it back up. Hold on a minute. Take a second to get over there. Take a gulp of water. All righty, let me get the top of them. Wow, there's a lot of questions. I'm trying to find just the ones for right now. Hold on a second. My mouse is going wacko. Just a second, everybody. Pam put a lot of them in there. I'm going to try to find the top of it. Here we go. I'm sure it's here somewhere. Wow. Okay, here we go. I got it. That was last month. Sorry. She's Google chatting them into me. And she asks how I'm doing. I'm doing good, thanks. How about you? I'm prophetic, so we're a prophetic ministry. We could always say, hey, you're doing great. How am I? Anyway, here's some questions for October. This is from someone that was on the webcast. How do you get hope and faith when you've lost everything and you feel like nothing will change? Well, that is a time to grab hold of hope and faith like never before. If you've lost it all, you feel like nothing has changed, that's when God is moving. You need to just grab hold of the reality that God is love. And even though it doesn't look that way, I tell you, I'm coming out of a four-year sickness, and it was rough. I mean, I lost a lot of weight. I almost lost my life a couple of times, and it was not easy. But I never lost that understanding that God loves us. And even though it might be rough on you, I'm just saying, stay with it. Here's another one. There is injustice being done to me in my own law firm. Do I let it go, or what do I do? Well, injustice with something that's happening, take it to the Lord. Ask the Lord to give you a strategy. Here's what I want you to do. And anybody has something like this. I do this. Take one subject or one request like this. There's an injustice at work, right? Take it to the Lord every single day and ask that the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of truth, speak to you about this. Begin to pray that every day. Don't focus on a lot of other things. You can still pray for other things, but don't make a lot of other requests like this. And begin to do this until you start to hear something. Sometimes it might be one day, sometimes a week. Doesn't matter. Ask the Lord to give you the strategy on what to do, because it's different with everybody. I can't tell you. So here's someone says, I have a friend who's dealing with depression and anxiety, and I keep trying to help her, but it drains me. How can I help her? Well, it's a tough one. It is such a thick presence or depression, anxiety. But if it's draining you, then be careful, because you don't want to be dragged down by the very thing you're trying to help someone else with. And right now, I want to tell you, one of the things that has helped me more than anything, and I've gone through a lot of things, breaking things off my life and understanding God's love, getting healed of that love is the thing that changed. I mean, my chemical sensitivity, Lyme disease, Huntington's disease, anxiety, everything broke once I got into understanding and getting healing of love. So, there's ministries, Bethel Church in Reading, they do Sozo ministry where they can do it online, they can do it over the internet. You can Sozo ministry, and there's people everywhere that can help you through things like this. I also have a webinar that might help you as a replay of one of my webinars, A Time to Heal, where I talk about the strategies the Lord gave me for my healing, and it might help you there. This is from Tilly. Do God's promises change? Many people say the spiritual time for certain things has passed, but I don't understand. Well, God himself doesn't change. You know, the Bible says that he does not change. But I want to say that there are some promises that maybe he had given to you for a season that might not be for this next season, the season we're in right now. And I don't know unless you really pray that through. But yes, things are seasonal. He might call you to be with someone. And if they don't say yes, then that goes away. And then God was always the God of the next better thing for you. So I don't know if I'm answering your question correctly, but God does not change. But yes, his promises can. And that's why it's good to listen to his voice and press in. This is from CW. Can Christians be cursed? Absolutely, they can be cursed. And most people aren't aware of this because I only know this is because I'm out there ministering all the time. And there's a belief that you can't be cursed. But if that was the case, then we wouldn't be seeing the condition of people who, you know, who are emotionally distressed. Christians who are suicidal, depressed, all these different things. If you look around, I'm not being judgmental. I'm just going to put on some glasses here and take a logical look around and say, well, are we seeing the fruit of people who are thriving in the kingdom? Are we seeing people coming to the Lord, being healed, finances flowing? Not always the case. So if we're not seeing that, there's a good idea that there might be a curse coming against someone. So you might want to look more into that. How do I know if God wants what God wants to do in my life? I am unsure, and I'm afraid to make a move. Well, first of all, don't be afraid to make a move, because fear is what's going to hold you back. So we want to be very careful about that. A lot of people get so fearful that they don't ever do anything, and that's not going to, you know, that's not going to help us. So what you want to be able to do is take some steps. Again, ask God to be able to speak to you in a way that you're going to understand and know what it is that he has for you right now in this season, in this time right now. And I have some of my materials. I've got some of the webinars that I replay that talk about one of them that might really help a lot of you. Actually, it's probably, to me, one of the best online courses. Actually, they're all good. But one of the better ones that I did was to understand, I forgot the name of it. It's Become Your Own Breakthrough Coach. Get Your Breakthrough Now or something like that. If you go to my online training, I forgot the title of it because we upgraded it, put it all together. We took the webinar that we did, added all these self-coaching tools that will walk you through. Unlocking Your Breakthrough is the name. Thank you very much. The Holy Spirit just told me. Unlocking Your Breakthrough. And it is probably one of the more powerful courses that I've done online. You'll want to check that out. Anyone is wondering about how to get a breakthrough and understand what God's saying and how to deal with the things like fear. Here's another question. How do I know what? Oh, I just answered that. All right. Hey, we'll just do it again. Here's one from Shay. How do I celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles as a follower of Jesus? Well, I'll just be honest. I don't, as a prophetic person, as a Gentile Christian, I don't celebrate any of the Jewish holidays. I actually acknowledge them. You know, the Feast of Tabernacles starts tonight and it's going on for 10 days or so. And also a couple weeks ago was Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, Yom Kippur. I don't celebrate any of those because I feel very strongly that I'm quite Gentile and we have Jesus, but I do acknowledge them. And I spend the time preparing myself to listen to God. So right now, what I would say is you don't necessarily have to celebrate it, but you can prepare yourself by stepping away from negativity to hear God. You know, begin to take communion every day. Do something that's going to kind of get yourself towards what God's doing right now in your life. Here's one from Hidad. Do you think that God will bring judgment to ministries who are corrupt? Well, I can't say that for sure because God loves everybody. And we don't know that. You know what? We don't know. Behind the scenes, we don't understand things. we see things in the Bible where God gave grace to someone because they extended love. Because I've seen people go, you know, like start out right and go off the track, but because of what they did before, because of God's great love, they were never actually under any type of judgment that I knew of. And so it's possible they do that. I wouldn't pray for it to happen. I would pray for mercy instead. PJ asked, how can I fill my mind with the word and not be swayed by emotions? Well, what you do is get some verses, Bible verses, and just pray those. I pray Bible verses all the time. It doesn't matter how you feel, because feelings don't really change what God is. But you do want to pay attention to your feelings. You don't need to walk by them, but sometimes they're a barometer that something's wrong. Here's what I'd recommend everybody. If you're having trouble with emotions, then reach out. We have a link on our website, DougAddison.com. We have resources, healing resources. I can't remember where it is, but it is on my website. You can reach out to us. We have links to healing resources. We have ministries who do inner healing. One was I mentioned was Sozo, Restoring the Foundation, Elijah House. There's all kinds of different ones that could help you. And this is the time, like never before, to get some healing, get some emotional healing, because God's going to raise you up right now. And it won't be if you're having trouble with your emotions, then you might need some help in this area. Charlene asked, September was a terrible month for me. Sorry. And when will my prayers be answered? Well, I tell you, I don't know what your prayers are, so I can't really give you a blanket question. And yeah, September was a rough month because we've been coming out of a time where, it was coming into the Jewish New Year where God's upping things again. It's a new time. And the enemy doesn't like what he's seeing. They've got people praying every which way and cursing going on in the heavenly realm over each other. So there's a cloud over people. So I'm not sure what your prayers are, but I would ask the Lord to make himself real to you, Charlene, and anybody else who's struggling right now. Don't look at the storm. Look at the Lord. Just keep looking at him, and you're going to get through this. I know. Tilly asks, how do you get under an open heaven? Good question. And that happens actually by stepping away from negativity. Judgments close the heavens. How I started getting into being able, I've been hearing the Lord almost all my life, not hearing, realizing it. But it wasn't until 2004 when the Lord spoke to me. He says, if you would step away from the judgments of your mouth, do not judge, or you will be judged. Do not condemn, or you will not be condemned. And he says this. And so when I stopped doing that, all of a sudden, and I start blessing instead. You just can't step out of judgment. I started blessing instead. Guess what? The heavens opened radically over me within 30 to 90 days. Not guaranteeing anything, but this is a time. When I talk about it, this is why I have my online schools of ministry. Hearing the Voice of God 365 is our 12-month program that you can take. It's monthly. But I talk about this. We talk about the things that I have learned about hearing God. And about opening the heavens over you is one of them. And the very first thing that we try to do is get you through a negativity fast. We're going to get you to cleanse from negativity, because that's the very thing that's going to open the heavens for you. Here's from Markia, someone, I can't pronounce it. How do you know if it really is, if you're really walking in humility? Good question. Well, because pride is blinding. But there's a couple of different things, and I go through this in my school as well, is you got to be careful of false humility. False humility is when you try to be humble and not let the, you know, that's when you're just saying, oh, yeah, I'm nothing. You start becoming, you know, you die too hard. I always make a joke about, you know, Die Harder, the movie, is people die too hard with false humility. And then the other side of it is pride. We don't want to be prideful. So right in the middle is humility. It's when you humble yourself and ask other people around you who know you. Maybe they can help you. That's the best thing to do when people You know, if you want to know your condition, is find someone that's not going to be mean to you, but find someone honest and ask if they can help you with that. Here's another one. Why does God delay revivals and his second coming? Is the next revival being delayed? Yes, it is. The next revival is being delayed right now. It was supposed to come in 2005. It's been delayed, and it's not God doing it. It is. Look at the verse I said about the verse 8, chapter 8, verse 7, Hosea 8:7. It was the negative wind that caused the stalk to be off of the plant. In other words, this is what happens is people delay revivals. People who don't want to get into agreement with love. That's what's gone on. Very, very clear. I was watching the movie Spider-Man. Spider-Man 3, I think. Oh, no, The Amazing Spider-Man. And when I was watching that, I think it was The Amazing Spider-Man. And I was watching the superhero movie, the Lord spoke to me. It was the one where people started turning into reptiles and lizards. And that was the Lord speaking. He said, you know what? That's the ones who are cold-blooded. That's the ones who say, you're fired, you're off the island. Now, I'm not talking about the president here. I'm talking about the mean spirit that comes in that says, because we're used to seeing this in shows. You're fired, you're off the island, we don't like you. And I'm just saying that negative spirit came in. I'm not talking about people here. That negative spirit came in, cold-bloodedness. And the many people, I spoke about this at the beginning, the heart and the love of many have grown cold. That's where we are today. People are more into revenge than reconciliation. That's why they're delayed. The second coming of Jesus will be delayed until there's a revival of the outcast, because there's over 1 billion people who have not been reached, at least that many. There may be more. Hope that helps. How do you handle family and friends disagreeing and attacking you for waiting on the Lord to fulfill his promise? Well, that I don't know how to answer that, except you got to humble yourself and just maybe not share with them some of the things. They don't sound like a safe place to share if that's the case. Just stop talking about it and find some friends that can support you otherwise that might help. Here's another one. I've been weeping since Thursday, and I don't know or understand why. Well, I'm telling you, God's about to do something new. And last Thursday was right around Yom Kippur. You know, we started Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement, where God's releasing now the new things. And you could be weeping over that right now. Could be that, or it could be some of the tragedies that you're picking up on in the world. Here's another last question. Does God just have one person for me as a spouse? Well, one at a time, at least. I'm just kidding. But no, that's not. You know what? If one of them doesn't work out, I'm telling you, ask God. Because I hear this all the time. People thought they were going to marry someone. Before I married my wife, I thought I was going to marry someone else. I'll be very honest. I'm a prophetic person. That was before I was a prophet. And we've been married 21 years. But I want to tell you, I thought I was going to marry someone else. I really did. I thought I was hearing God. And it could have been. But it depends. They may have said, no, all these different things can happen. Things can change because God doesn't force himself on anybody. Guess what? I married my wife. We've been married. We've been married 21 years. And we serve God together. I'm just saying that there's no limits with what God can do right now. All right. Well, hey, we've come to a close again. October Prophetic Word is going to be coming out. We're going to put the replay of this out. And as well, I want you to get some friends to tune in, because I want people to hear this thing about don't complain. Start praying. Stop complaining. Start praying. This is the word of the Lord right now. And so DougAddison.com is my website. Follow me on Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter, Instagram, Doug T. Addison. And don't forget to sign up tonight for the upcoming webinar. It's coming October 21st. So excited, so much gratitude for my team. Thank you so much. in Light Connection team. So Father, we pray right now for dreams and visions and understanding. We pray right now for understanding of what you're doing, a breakthrough for each of us. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, God bless you all.